Hello? Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me. My name is Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life After Happiness. Today, my guest is Carmen Hara, PhD. Now, you have a PhD, and what's your PhD in?
In clinical psychology. I am actually a psychologist, but I believe in parapsychology, and I believe in spirituality, metaphysics, the fact that the mind can transcend the physics and can, reach higher understanding beyond the physical world, beyond the material world, beyond the cognitive world. So I'm a firm believer in the power of the subconscious mind and the fact that actually the subconscious mind is 90% of the reality versus the consciousness that's only 10%. That's why many times we used to say, well, we only use 10% of the brain, which is true when it comes to the perception of the human race at this point of evolution.
In other words, it's really just we use only 10% of the mind.
Yeah, we used to say 10% of the abilities and the capacity of the brain, the way the brain functions. And that's why we're so limited in the way we understand what's happening to us. I mean, it's still a mystery. Death is a mystery. Life is still a mystery to many of us. We don't understand very well the way we function, and we keep on discovering, as we evolve, we keep on discovering new things about our state of mind, our well-being, how to heal ourselves. And we're in a time when a lot is happening to us, and there are so many changes ahead when it comes to, the ability to conquer diseases and the ability to comprehend where our life is going in the future.
It sounds like to me like what you're saying is that it's a jigsaw puzzle and we're each given one piece.
I mean, I feel like since the dawn of time, there was one saying that the world we are living in is broken in pieces, and we come here to actually collect all the pieces and create the oneness, the unity, and we're still working on that because the world is still broken. I mean, metaphorically speaking, if you look at politics, if you look in people's lives, so much deception, so much corruption, so much diversity of beliefs, and people are not really, close to what surrounds them. They isolate themselves, and that's one of the reasons when we live in a very depressed world. Like we used to say, this is the world of Prozac. This is the world of autoimmune disorders. This is the world of cancer. So all these dissociations with ourselves, all these diseases, disease comes from Greek, and it means you dissociate from the totality of who you are. And all of these problems that we are facing are just reflection of our inability as a human race to connect with ourselves and the world around. And I actually wrote a book years ago on a topic called holiness. I actually created a word holiness from whole and holy. So, and the two philosophies, the two concepts of becoming one, with yourself, and that being holy, also uniting yourself with a higher, power. So, I brought these two concepts and I actually invented a word in the dictionary called holiness. So, I do believe that this is actually the key to healing the world that we are living in. And I think I hope, and that's what my vision says, that that's where the world has to go, because there is no other way. If there's no oneness in the world in the future, this world, has all the, all the chances to fall apart and to, to self-destruct.
It's interesting. Now, psychics, you get a lot of visions, but let me tell you something that I found interesting about you. When I I have an aunt who has, she can speak three languages, and I have, friends who, And what I've found is that sometimes when someone is born, like, speaking one language or something, that's the language that they dream in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I'm wondering is, you said in your book, I read in the book that you're in the top 100 top psychics and astrologers in America, that there's basically, you speak, I don't know, a few languages. Does your visions come in other languages?
I speak perfectly French. I speak Italian. I speak Romanian. I speak Hungarian. I speak some German. I speak some Spanish. And what's interesting about me, I was a performer in my youth. I was a famous singer touring all over Europe at the age of 16 to 20-something, and I had a great time doing it. And I used to sing, like, for instance, with the most famous Russian singer, Alla Pugacheva, and I used to sing in Russian. But, I sang so well in different languages. Like, I'm singing Hebrew without knowing the language, but I sing well that people don't actually acknowledge I am not Jewish, you know?
But what I'm trying to say is that when you get a psychic vision in its words, does it appear in English or does it appear in other languages?
It can appear in different languages. I mean, there's this ability of speaking so many languages, I do believe, comes from something that is rooted in the unconscious mind, in the subconsciousness, where all the memories about us exist. And if we don't really want to believe in past life, then how can we explain Mozart playing the piano without anybody teaching him at the age of 4? So we came from a drop of memory that stores information about us and previous experiences. So that is actually proof that, you know, we survived the physical death, but we take with us the memory of who we are, we have been, and where we're coming from, you know, and then we bring those memories back to a different life. If you accept the philosophy of Einstein, that actually energy converts into matter, converts into the physical world, and that will explain that we might live different lives, not only one, and we take with us the previous experiences. I remember myself clearly. I'm actually also a hypnotherapist, so I went to college for that. I studied that at a private school, but I was so fascinated to hypnotize people because of whatever they remember that happened to them, and it made perfect sense. So I remember a life in France clearly. I know where I lived, and I was an opera singer, and I can sing opera without anybody teaching me. I have a voice for that. I remember how I look, who I was, and I checked that, and yes, there was a famous singer that lived in that time in France, and I speak perfect French, you know. From an early age, nobody speaks French in my family. So it's just all of this proof that, yes, we carry memories, and yes, they will, you know, manifest. So everybody who wants to know more about them, they need to dig deeper into their subconscious mind and find out what has happened to them before and why many experiences that we bring to life are just a reflection of something that already happened to us in a different time.
Now, when you do your psychic abilities, like, what comes, how does it come to you? How does it appear to you?
Well, when I talk to somebody, I talk to people all over the globe. My book's translated in 20 languages. So I have people calling me from Japan. I have people calling me from Australia, from Sweden, from Denmark, from France, from anywhere. So when I connect with somebody, I just had a very clear perception of who they are, where they're coming from, what's happening to them, the things that they have never resolved. So in a matter of minutes, you know, I'm able to detect things that I cannot even explain. I tell you the truth. Many times I wonder how can I speak with somebody. I've never seen their face, but I know the name of their dad parents, and I know what happened to them when they were 10 years old, and I know the problems that they have at that point with more clarity that they know their own problems. So then I was fascinated with this ability, and that's one of the reasons I dig deeper into getting knowledge about the power of the mind and understanding the way the mind works and understanding the human disturbances in the brain and the diseases of the brain, you know, like all these diseases, that paranoia, people that claim like they hear voices, they see things, they, you know, where are all of this coming from in somebody's life? So to me, that was like amazing to try to get a scientific understanding about we as humans, how can we explain the ability of the brain to go beyond the physics and become intuitive, like intuition. It is, no doubt, to me, an ability, exactly like imagination, exactly like creativity or memory. So the brain has numerous abilities, and one of the ability is actually the intuitive mind one. Now, the intuitive mind bridges one side of the brain, the left side that operates on the cognitive mind, with the right side of the brain that operates on the memory, which is the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in between the two parts of the brain, the two hemispheres of the brain, there are some glands, the pineal, the pituitary glands, that are, you know, supposedly bridging the two levels, and they take, you know, take you to the beyond the sensory, beyond the fifth dimension, into the sixth sensory level, the sixth sense. And that's what is considered to be the intuitive mind. Now, we have more than six sense. We have seven sense, eight sense, nine sense. I mean, we have a lot of sensories that we are not actually accessing because we operate on the touch, the smell, the hear, the taste. So these are the sensories, the five, the so-called five sensory, five level of the physical. But we actually bridge consciousness with the subconscious mind through this glands on the top of the head, and this is the way we access the intuitive mind. And the mind, as I said, has an extraordinary, and not only I am psychic, everybody's psychic, everybody has the cliche, the psychic mind. It exists in all of us. Some of us, we deny it because we operate on the belief that, no, it's too scary, I'm frightened, I don't even want to think about being intuitive because that's not something I am trained or told or that I can comprehend. And you know what? We as humans, when we don't understand something, we act in a negative way. Like when Jesus says, I'm the Son of God, we kill him. When Giordano Bruno says, the earth is round, we kill him. So we kill what we don't understand. We destroy what we don't comprehend. But I hope for the sake of our evolution that we will stop doing that, and we start opening to the possibility there's something out there within ourselves that we need to cultivate and bring to the surface, because this is the only way, you know what I mean?
Well, now, let me ask you this. When you hear someone's voice, do you pick up on things?
Yeah, when you hear a voice, you pick up on the frequency of the person. We operate on vibration energy. So you pick up
the
vibration of the person.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question is that before I interviewed you, I gave you a tape of a show, and you said, you did great. Yes, you know, and I was like, wow. I mean, usually up until now, when someone hears a voice, they said, okay, I heard it. You're the first person that said you did great, you know, in a long time. I mean, did you pick up on anything from the voice, my voice?
Well, when you pick up from the voice, you pick up how deep and profound that person operates at the level of their perception. You pick up their diseases, their issues, their unresolved feelings. You know, because a voice is the sound. When you speak, it's a sound that comes out of us. It's so interesting. And that sound reverberates in the universe, you know, and creates like a ripple effect. So that's why it's important what we speak and what we say and how we speak and what kind of a language we speak, because there are languages that are more have more consonants and languages that even that is an outstanding and remarkable understanding about who we are and how we function. So
did
I'm,
you pick
I'm
up
really,
anything from
really,
my voice, though?
Well, there's many things I pick up of your voice. First of all, I can tell for sure that you are somebody who have your own life. In the past, I pick up somebody who lived many lives as more like a monk. I have a sense of you living in Tibet, in different parts of the world. I have a sense of somebody who loves to study, loves to introspect. I pick up on somebody who has a lot of karmic issues with family members, with being close to somebody because there are wounds. You carry wounds from the past, you know. I pick up on some issues that you might have to do that have to do with your health, take care of sugar in your system. I don't know if you carry energetically, and I'm asking you if there was anybody in your family that had diabetes or a circulatory problem. Can you tell me if that exists?
Nobody's in my family is having diabetes, but you know, it's sort of funny that you mentioned the Buddhist monk. Are you saying that it was a Buddhist monk in a former life?
You were a Buddhist monk, but the diabetes part, and I want to finish that, is something that I feel, not that you have it, I feel like if it's not genetic, then one of the advice that I will give you that you might probably not understand right away or not really see the connection, is that something that tells me to stay away from sugar, you know, because, of course, sugar is a killer, but I feel like you have a sensitiveness towards that. And I will even advise you that at some point, if you can do, like, do a blood work and see how is your insulin level, how is your sugar level, you know, I mean, check on that if you can do that, you know.
But see, the reason I'm asking is that I'm currently writing a treatment for a television show to be submitted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talked to another psychic, and I told her my birthday was the 28th of May. And then she went, "Aw, you little Gemini, you." You know.
Well, May 28th, what it does to you, it gives you a very good year. So you're actually in the year 6, so according to timing. I look at you time-wise. This would be a great year all the way to the summer of the next year to actually bring to life your project. This is a good year to express yourself. This is a good year to create some healing. I have a stronger feeling in my head about your mother, like you had a deep karmic connection with your mom. You're not married, am I right?
No, I'm not married. There is someone very...
Yeah, it might be like this is one of the lifetime issues in which you on your own, and it doesn't bother you. You know, there are people that need to necessarily be connected to other people, but that's not, doesn't apply to anybody. We're all different. We all carry different experiences.
I mean, I'm not married. However, there is someone very, very special in my life.
Yeah, and if there's somebody special, this will be probably the best year ever in the last 20-something to tie the knot or to consider a much closer connection with this person. So because of the tendency for you to go deeper into your, you know, work, and this is the time to finalize work, this is also the time to create that healing with your emotions, you know. You know, the name Elizabeth comes to me. Was there anybody with this name?
Yes, I have a cousin named Elizabeth.
I don't know, was there any connection with her?
No, there's no connection.
I actually think he's your cousin. I hate to say that. I feel this is not somebody who is alive. This is a woman. Now I see her very clearly, long hair, brown light hair, and she visits you sometimes. It's a spirit. Somebody in the spirit world. She actually claims that she died kind of young, and she gives me a name, George. I don't know who's George for you, but she does talk about this, and George and David, very common names, actually. But she does talk about something, and I wonder whether this is somebody from a past life, and she didn't incarnate, but there's an issue.
It is probably from a past life, ma'am, because I honestly, I don't know anybody. Like, I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying I don't know anybody.
No, this is not from this life. This is not... But there is an energy. There is somebody. There is a spirit watching and guiding. And I see clearly this woman. It's just so interesting. I won't be surprised if in the future you have dreams of her, because I'm acknowledging her and you haven't acknowledged her. So I don't know how relevant or irrelevant it is, but we all have some kind of a connection with the spirit world sometimes. And there are spirits out there who sometimes they choose to manifest. But
are you saying that in 1 year... that this project that I'm doing, that this is going to come to pass and we'll be on the air?
This is pretty much the time to make it happen. If you don't make it until the summer of the next year, then there will be probably put on hold for another year because of your own timing. So your timing plays in your favor right now in the next 1 year. from now. So this is very much in your favor. So in other
so
words,
the summer of 2017. I mean, I'm about ready to submit it. So what you're saying is that if I don't have a contract by next summer, that you think that so what do you think are the chances that I'm going to have a contract by next summer?
You have a contract. Does this have all the chances? So this is your perfect timing to make this work. This
okay.
is the time to make it work. Don't put it on hold. You know, this
I won't.
Is your time to make it happen. Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like, I mean, because it's really weird. I mean, it's sort of like, I'll be honest with you, for the past, I would say 7 years, I feel like I've been cursed as far as finances are concerned.
So you were born May 28th. What is the year, if you don't mind telling me? I want to see where is the issue with money coming numerologically.
1972.
72. Yeah, you're not attached to money. You have an issue with money that you don't really actually care as much, but then, you know, it's a lesson that you're learning, that is the finance is something you need to pay attention to. So it turns into a life lesson, you know?
Right.
So you're missing the finance in your divine codification. You don't have the money. The money is not there. So what we don't have, we need to work on. So I feel like this is your lesson. You need to work very hard on making the money. So it's becoming a difficult quest.
Now, I have a question. I had a dream, and I'd like your take on it. You know how when you normally dream about a relative that's passed on, you see them as alive? You
mm-hmm.
know, well, see, in this particular dream, I was acknowledging that they had passed on. And
mm-hmm.
it was my paternal grandfather and my maternal grandmother. And in the dream,
mm-hmm.
My maternal grandmother, she leaned down and she said, and I won't say her name on the air, she goes, "The woman you're in love with is your soulmate."
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's coming from your grandma?
Yes. And then my grandfather leaned down and he told me, "I'm gonna tell you something, but you won't remember it when you wake up."
And did you remember? You didn't remember, no?
No, I didn't.
Well, probably whatever guidance they want to give to you is referring to this woman and the person in your life that you need to look with the different eyes and make this happen for you.
I mean, why do you
I feel the message is very positive. I feel the message is good. I feel like they are protecting you, and they want to see you being happy.
Yeah.
So that's a good message. So anytime we dream of the people on the other side telling us something, it's very positive.
Especially if it's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's really a good message. It really is.
I mean, when you, I loved, by the way, I loved your picture in the book of you with the sunglasses. I was like, well, I sort of look at the picture and I see if I get a connection. And with you, I did. It was like Carmen Hera, you're sitting with sunglasses and the scarf. And I'm thinking, gee,
yeah.
you know, she really is like the fashion. I think I was like, I thought I was going to be interviewing some fashion diva or something, you know, not a diva in a bad way, but.
Well, I did work in the fashion industry in a sense that I designed jewelry for QVC, for the big TV station. So, and me being in the music business, I always pay attention about. Actually, that speaker was taken of me shooting a musical video. So my association with art, with music, that goes back to my past life is very powerful.
Right.
That's why probably we connect. I felt like somewhere down the line we did meet in a different time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your treatment for the... Do you have an agent to help you with this?
No, I don't.
You need an agent. I can send you to an agent. Probably you can. You need an agent. Without an agent, I don't suggest you submit this. You need somebody. An agent will protect you, will tell you where to go, can be very instrumental in helping you. Don't do it on your own.
Do agents work for a commission? Do agents work for commission, though?
They sometimes get a 5%, but that's fine because they will get you the deal that you need versus you working on your own and not getting the same deal.
The only reason I say that is I don't have the money to pay an agent. I mean, it would have to be purely commission.
You don't need to pay them anything. If they give you a deal, then you give percentage of the money that you get from a deal.
Well, your agent, what has your agent worked with?
Well, my agent works with absolutely everybody in the getting TV shows from the ground.
Okay.
I mean, he works with William Morris, the biggest agency in the world. I mean, I think it's worth you trying to talk to them, you know. No agent will take anything from you unless they will get you something. If they get you a deal and you get money, then you give them a percentage.
Right.
If they don't get you anything, you don't give them anything. Sounds fair to me. That's like I sell a book, I have an agent, he sells my book for more money, and when I got the money, I give them a percentage.
I thought I had to register it before I talked to an agent.
What did you say?
Don't I have to register it with region?
Well, you need to ask. I mean, this is something you need to work on finding out and asking. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's up to you. I don't want to tell you what to do, but it's
completely
up to you.
No. If you want to send me the agent's contact info, that'll be fine.
I'll definitely send you the info.
Okay. You have my ad. You know, it's right here, man. It's okay. Yeah, you send me the contact information.
Okay.
That'd be great. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do a reading, do you see something? Do you smell something? Like, how does it work?
Well, some people have go on smelling. I don't smell. I just see things. I go more by having a sense and having a vision and having a sense of knowing. Yeah. Having a sense of knowing what's going to happen, which is a great feeling, which we all do have. It's not something that I have or you have. We all do. It's an ability. It's an ability of the brain.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's something that I understand. I mean,
we all have the voice, but we're not all singers. So it's something that we do have, and some of us are aware, some of us are not, you know?
I know.
We all have it.
Now, I have a question. When you give a reading, and if you don't mind, if you don't want to answer this, you don't have to answer this, but how much do you charge for readings?
Well, it depends. You know, I'm a person who I believe if somebody needs help, I'll even do it for $50. I have people that I charge $25. It's just unbelievable how I had a session of an hour today with a woman from England who I didn't charge anything because she was in a desperate situation, and I said, well, I'm here to help people. But, you know, I have to survive like everybody. I'm reasonable. My fees are pretty high because I have a PhD. I went to college. Actually graduated two colleges, one in Europe, the Babesberg University, which is in Europe, and it was a fabulous school. And then I go to a college, Somerset Christian College, which is in New Jersey. So I actually went twice to school.
And I will go to school even now. You know, I mean, I'm so convinced that school is so instrumental in helping us, grow at the level of knowledge. And it's just, I will encourage people to go back to school all the time. Doesn't matter their age. It's beautiful.
Okay. Well, it's been great interviewing you. I think we've just about out of time. But listen, thank you for coming on. I hope we can do maybe another interview soon. Okay?
Well, thank you so much for having me. So I don't know if your listeners want my information. Is they go to Carmen Jara, CarmenHara, CarmenHara.com, and this is the way people can find me and and be in touch with me. And thank you so much for having me. I really wish you the best of luck with your project.
Okay, thank you. You can send the agent contact info, right? Thank you.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.